You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hello, it's Lydia at SRA Con 2017, and I am joined by John Jackson and Tim Cocker. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Lydia.
Hello. Lydia. So obviously this podcast is for people who are at home and couldn't make it to the conference. So could you give me like a 30-second summary of your talk?
First off, what are you doing? You need to prioritise your life. What are you doing not at the conference?
Yeah, you've probably had 8 hours sleep.
Yeah.
We've had like two, three.
Our session was getting to the point, and this is, I think we were just recognising the way radio is in 2017, that the world has come to the point where our attention spans are short, and it's really important to do great content in a short space of time. And that's not something we should moan about. It's something we should embrace and try and make better. Is that a good job at kind of?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
Go on,
very
concise.
But yeah, just don't approach a link going, oh, I've only got 30 seconds. You can do loads in 30 seconds. We played a few clips of what you can do. You can make your nan think you've fallen down a lift shaft was the example that Tim used.
Yeah.
You just got to be realistic about these things, but not see it as a hindrance. Just as I say, as Tim says, embrace it.
Obviously, like, getting your stories sort of, like, concise and snappy is a bit of a skill, really. How long do you think it took you guys to sort of get that skill down?
Well, we're still... Yeah. Still, we're never... We're always striving to get better, even now, and I think that's the case. We're in exactly the same boat as you. Just because we're on air and have a job that maybe you aspire to doesn't mean that we're in a different position. The second we start thinking we've mastered it, we'll come a cropper.
Mm-hmm.
But it does take a while, but we gave a few little handy tips about ways that you can approach content, questions that you can ask yourself before you start something. Like, for example, what questions
Well,
were
the first thing is the headline. What is the headline of your link that's going to entice people to want to listen more? Also, what do you want to get from the link? So don't just waffle on and then suddenly decide halfway through your link that you're going to throw it out for a text or tweet thing. You know, if it's just an observation, leave it as just an observation and know that that's what you're trying to achieve in this link and stick to that. It's also good to... What was the other thing?
Know where to start.
Yeah.
So try and identify and be really ruthless with yourself. What is the first important bit, whether that be a story, whether that be an interview?
You kind of touched on it then, but what would be the one bit of advice you'd want students to take away from you today?
I would say listen to your own stuff back and get other people to listen to it and get them to tell you what they think and, more importantly, at what point they got bored to see if you're nailing saying something interesting straight away. It's what I did recently, even as Tim says, as a professional now, and it's really helped me to just play it to some friends and them go, you know what, for 20 seconds there you didn't really say anything. That's made me approach my links totally differently, thinking of my friends going, John, that was boring, so that I get into stuff a lot quicker.
The only thing I would add to that, John, I thought you nailed it, mate.
Thanks.
Is understand what your listener, imagine your listener, imagine who you're talking to when you talk to someone, because when you're in a room, sort of the definition of madness, isn't it? It's in a soundproof room talking into a bit of styrofoam or whatever. But actually, imagine one person that you're listening to, and it's like... Do you want to be the person at the pub that tells the great story that everyone's stops what they're doing and listens? And that's kind of what you're trying to do on the radio. So think about someone that's listening and think that they've got all this different other stuff going on in their world and you've got to really work hard to get their attention and make them care.